on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, €200,000 has been approved to deliver an acute stroke unit at Letterkenny University Hospital. A number of schools in Donegal have said students have been sent home following a ski trip to Italy only as a precautionary measure amid coronavirus concerns. A Donegal deputy fears the Agriculture Minister has not taken an ongoing dispute with the Animal Collectors Association seriously enough. Donegal, Leitrim and Sligo can expect wintry conditions in the coming hours, with another weather warning in place. And a cross-border operation has resulted in a man wanted for shoplifting offences in Strabane and Derry being apprehended today in Letterkenny. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, €200,000 has been approved to deliver an acute stroke unit at Letterkenny University Hospital. The latest Regional Health Forum meeting was told that initially the €200,000 would be made available, with recruitment for the necessary staff to begin shortly. It's envisaged that the unit will be up and running by early summer, with more funding forthcoming thereafter. The absence of such a vital facility led to a stance by consultant Professor Kemal Peter that he would resign unless the go-ahead was given, as well as the recent protest at the gates of the hospital. Councillor Albert Doherty says this is a step in the right direction.
Mr. Mo Peter and those who supported him and those who supported me yesterday as well, they had a critical question, I believe, saying we need to have permission and we need to have funding. So yesterday, the Regional Health Forum West, in response to my motion, they have confirmed that €200,000 has now been approved for the unit and the commencement of staffing employment would commence, and that provisional May-June a kickstart commencement of the stroke unit. And of course, I believe it'll be up to us as local and public elected reps to monitor and monitor progress and to ensure that we continue our lobby for the complement of funding that is required.
And you've made it clear that in your view this is a very good start, but a start is all it is. Much more is going to be needed than the 200,000 which is initially coming.
The approval of the 200,000 to commence this process, to me, is the response that Mr. Mulpeter put to them. We want to have permission and we want funding. The funding funnel has now commenced, and I think a bully bus to all who were involved in this. Donegal deserves a level playing field. We need to have the impasse that was there lifted. I believe this has occurred as of yesterday, and please God, onwards and upwards.
The principal of Loretto School in Milford has moved to reassure the public that the advice given to students to stay at home after a recent ski trip to Italy is purely a precautionary measure. The pupils and staff who were on a midterm trip last week were not in an area currently on lockdown for the coronavirus. However, following guidance from the HSE, they are to remain at home for a few days. Principal Margaret O'Connor says they will continue to liaise with all concerned in the coming days.
This is a totally precautionary measure. The advice from the HSE was, if they were not in a restricted area, that there was no cause for concern. I suppose common sense has to prevail in a situation like this. We believe that there's no cause for alarm, but by the same token, we have to take some precautions. If the HSE were to change their advice or strategy, we'll obviously comply with that. We're sending out some advice from the HSE to parents today by email, and we will keep them abreast of the evolving situation.
But important to stress that none of the students or staff have reported any illnesses, none of them have reported any symptoms, or none of them have reported anything that might lead to any suggestion that any of them have in fact contracted
not.
The virus.
Absolutely not, and it is important to say that they were on in an unrestricted or an unaffected area as well. But it is important that we take certain precautions. We hope to have our students and staff back to school as soon as possible, but it is important for us to be vigilant and to not take any unnecessary risks, given that we're a large school.
Have you given them a time frame, or are you going to leave that open for the moment until you get further information?
It is an evolving situation, so for the moment we have just said for the coming days, and we would envisage having a rain check on that in the coming days and judging it accordingly.
A group from Carndonagh Community School who were also on a ski trip in Italy over the midterm break are advising students to self-isolate if displaying symptoms of the coronavirus, again just as a precautionary measure. Everyone who was on the ski trip, which was not in a restricted area, is said to be attending school as normal. Vice Principal John McGuinness has stressed there is absolutely no cause for concern.
And again, we weren't in any of the affected areas. We were in the Trentino Valley area, which is north of Lombardy, and most of the cases so far are south of Milan. Now, we did fly through Milan Airport. We had a meeting with the students this morning, again, just to advise them. We sent out an advice note to the parents last night, which was in keeping with what the HSE have recommended, that if anybody displays any symptoms, that they should self-isolate and contact the health professionals to seek the proper advice and treatment at that point. We met with them this morning, told them the same thing, and we told them that if anybody feels in any way worried or apprehensive, that they could stay at home as well.
And has anyone actually taken up that?
They haven't, no. Not as yet.
And again, important to stress, no sign of any symptoms, no sign of any reason for concern among your students?
No sign of any. Obviously, there's a lot of angst and worry about because we were in northern Italy, but there's certainly no sign of any symptoms as we speak.
Elsewhere, a number of students from Skilwara in Boncrana who were also on a recent ski trip to Italy have been advised to go home and self-isolate as a precautionary measure only. The school says at the moment all staff and a number of students who were on the trip remain in school. However, following advice, a number of students from the ski trip who reported they had a cough or other symptom of the coronavirus as a precaution were advised to go home, self-isolate and await a further update. Meanwhile, the IRFU has agreed to postpone the Ireland versus Italy match as the coronavirus continues to spread across Europe. A number of countries, including Austria, Croatia, Switzerland and Greece, are all reporting their first cases of COVID-19. Casey O'Riordan reports.
The IRFU says it will reschedule the Ireland v Italy Six Nations match on the advice of the Department of Health. Chief Executive Philip Brown says they hope to reschedule the three games that were due to go ahead next weekend.
We will immediately begin to work with our Six Nations partners to look at the possibility of rescheduling those three matches and would hope to have an update on that in the coming days.
There are fears the coronavirus will spread further across Europe as several countries have now reported their first cases. The Department of Health's Chief Medical Officer Tony Holohan says a case being confirmed in Ireland would not be a surprise.
Nor would it represent a failure of the strategy that we have in place, or would it suggest that we need to significantly change the measures that we're currently pursuing.
Meanwhile, in Tenerife, guests at the H10 Costa Adeja Palace, which has been on lockdown since yesterday, have been told they must stay there for 14 days.
Rural independent TDs have met with Fianna Fáil today to discuss priorities for potentially entering government. Fine Gael's parliamentary party is meeting also to be debriefed on the Taoiseach's discussions with Micheál Martin. While the Green Party is meeting Fianna Fáil, and Sinn Féin will have discussions with the Social Democrats. Rural independent TD Matty McGrath says they made their priorities clear when meeting Fianna Fáil earlier.
We're looking for fair play for rural Ireland, and by rural Ireland, everything outside the pale. All the regional cities, towns, we're not anti-Dublin either. They can do what they want, but it's not all this situation with Dublin choking up the rest of the country is just ridiculous. The idea have to be changed or emphasis to insist that factories go to rural cities now, not mind say towns, and have a fair and equal Ireland.
A cross-border operation has resulted in a man wanted for shoplifting offences in Strabane and Derry being apprehended today in Letterkenny. Gardaí executed a search warrant at a property in the Elms Estate in the town this morning in relation to a number of incidents of shoplifting in Letterkenny also. Police were investigating the man, who is in his 30s, before he was arrested in Letterkenny. A Donegal deputy fears Agriculture Minister has not taken an ongoing dispute with the Animal Collectors Association seriously enough. As of this morning, the ACA has halted animal collection services following a unanimous decision by members at the group's emergency meeting in recent weeks. Fianna Fáil's agriculture spokesperson Charlie McConlogue is warning that the presence of dead animals on farms poses a public health risk. He's calling on the Agriculture Minister to engage with the ACA in a bid to find a resolution.
This has been an ongoing dispute as a result of an ongoing dispute now over the last number of months, which previously had led to a temporary cessation of service. And now, as of today, the same situation arises again. And it's essential that we see the Minister for Agriculture sit down and thrash out an agreement with the Animal Collectors Association that can see a sustainable knackery service into the future, because the service is provided by a combination of grant from the Department of Agriculture and fees from collected from farmers that use the service. And for many of those smaller services, in particular knackery services, they found that it's become unsustainable for them to continue, and there needs to be a resolution which will give them a viable future and ensure this important service is restored immediately to farms across the country.
Are there hopes, though, that a resolution is in sight?
I think there needs to be further engagement between the Minister and the Animal Collectors Association to ensure that that happens. It shouldn't have got to the stage where it's led to a second cessation of service. And I think relations have become very strained. So I don't think the Minister or the Department have taken this issue seriously enough. So what we need to see now is more engagement between the Minister and the Animal Collectors Association, and an agreement come to which can actually see that service be viable for the providers of it, and also not costly for the farmers, and ensure that the service can get back up, this essential service gets back up and running without any delay.
Plans for a second full-time breast surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital seem to be in doubt again after the latest Regional Health Forum meeting. Previously, the government gave a commitment that a second surgeon will be deployed to the hospital in the very near future. However, questions were asked over when the vacancy will be filled at yesterday's meeting, and despite hopes that it was imminent, it's understood that more figures and statistics are needed from Letterkenny University Hospital. Councillor Jerry McMonagle fears it could be as far away as ever.
They could not put a definitive answer when I asked them, was there a second breast care surgeon coming to Letterkenny University Hospital in the near future? And they couldn't answer that when they said, we are putting together the information that the National Cancer Programme have requested from us. So once again, we're being delayed.
Do you think the powers that be are effectively kicking the can down the road then?
Well, that's what it seems to be. And not only that, but they're playing with people's emotions. I mean, we have been in Donegal, and many groups, Donegal Action for Cancer Care in particular, I suppose, where have been campaigning very forcefully, and meeting with ministers, meeting with the National Cancer Programme. You know, up until now, we've been led to believe that, yes, this appointment was imminent. But from yesterday's discussions at the Regional Health Forum, I don't think that's as imminent as we thought. And indeed, I would be worried that this just mightn't be happening.
And you did mention as well those stats and figures. They should be given, you believe, regularly to those people from the National Cancer Programme.
Well, what we've been hearing from government over the years is that, yes, this was only a matter of time. It was going to happen. We were recruiting and looking for consultants. So, yes, they have all the information that they require, I would imagine. They have been getting regular updates from Letterkenny University Hospital, and indeed everybody who was lobbying, and politicians included. So I can't understand why this further delay is happening at this time.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with rugby, and as you heard, I'm sure in the news, Ireland's Six Nations game with Italy has been cancelled due to fears over the coronavirus. IRFU Chief Executive Philip Brown confirmed the news following the discussions with the Department of Health officials today. The cancellation also extends to the women's and the under-20s games with the Azzurri counterparts. Brown hopes the games can be rescheduled, but has no details on a date. Meanwhile, the Cheltenham Festival will go ahead as planned despite the spread of the virus. Officials have confirmed the Blue Ribbon is not under threat, as Mike Vince now reports.
There have been suggestions in the media that the meeting might be hit by the coronavirus spreading, but Ian Renton, the managing director of Cheltenham Racecourse, has delivered a positive message.
The racing industry is working closely with the government, and we absolutely look forward to the festival taking place in a fortnight's time.
There's 13 days to go, 15,000 are expected from Ireland, and it's all systems go. Mike Vince, Cheltenham.
Moving on to colleges sport, the LYT hurling side have won the Electric Ireland Higher Education GAA Corn Padraic McDermidge Senior Sevens Championship. The Letterkenny side beat Dundalk IT 2-5 to 9 points in the final at Abbottstown in Dublin today. Nigel Flood of Tipperary scored the two goals while Kieran Kernan of Leitrim hit the 5 points. They progressed to the final with wins over Merino College and TU Blanchardstown. Just staying with some LYT news and their refixed third level Division 1 League soccer semi-final against NUI Galway will be played next Tuesday the 3rd of March at the Port Road campus in Letterkenny. The original game was scheduled for Tuesday of this week but was called off due to the weather. In Gaelic Games, the Donegal Under-20s will play their Ulster Championship semi-final against Down in Derry. Manager Sean Paul Barrett has confirmed the game will take place on Saturday afternoon at St Patrick's GAC in the Loop. Throw-in time is at 2:30. Donegal progressed with a penalties win over Championship favourites Monaghan last weekend in Ballyshannon. And there will be full live commentary from that match here on Highland this coming Saturday as from the 2:30 throw-in. Meanwhile, you can hear from Sean Paul Barrett, the under 20 manager, this evening here in Highland. He'll be joining Tom Comack on our GAA programme as from 7:25. We'll also hear from Luke Barrett, manager of the Donegal minor team, as they get their football league campaign underway this weekend. And Tyrone Ladies Gaelic football official Maggie Skelton from Ahayarn picked up a Ladies Gaelic football overall volunteer of the year award at the annual awards in Croke Park last Saturday night. She'll also be joining Tom on the programme. Once again, usual throw-in is at 7:25. Now, the FAI have confirmed the dates for the rescheduled Finn Harps and Derry City games that were postponed this week due to the weather. The Finn Harps versus Shelburne tie will now be played on Monday the 16th of March, kicking off at 7:45 at Finn Park in Ballybuffet, while Derry's game with St Patrick's Athletic will take place on the same evening, also at 7:45 at Inchicore in Dublin. Well, next up for the Harps is a long trip south to Cork to take on the Turner's Cross side. The hosts are in search of their first points of the Premier Division this season. Cork are bottom of the table and without a win after defeats to Dundalk, Shamrock Rovers and Shelburne. Harps, however, have had a solid start with a win at home to Sligo and a draw away to Derry. Cork boss Neil Finn is expecting Harps to be difficult to break down.
The onus, the pressure is on us to go and take the game to Finn Harps. I think the Finn Harps will be dogging and will sit in and will be difficult to break down. That's from the games I watched, that's what it'll be like. Similar to the end of last season when we played them, so I expect no different from them. I don't think they'll come out and bring the game to us and take the game to us. It'll be up to us to try and get a goal and try and break them down. That's how I'll see the game going. They've had a great start. They've had a fantastic start. All credit to Ollie and Higgsy up there. They've done brilliant, and you know, it's they've got a system, they've got a way that they like to play, and they're difficult to break down.
Manchester City are away to 13-time winners Real Madrid in the last 16 of the Champions League tonight. Raheem Sterling is in contention for City, having missed two games with a hamstring injury. Meanwhile, the Court of Arbitration for Sport have registered City's appeal against a two-year European ban. City were dealt the punishment for breaches of financial fair play rules. A date for the hearing is yet to be confirmed. Also tonight, among the games, Stephen Gerrard's Rangers take a 3-2 lead into the second leg of the Europa League last 32 tie with Braga. That game is just underway in Portugal. No early goals to report there. While in England, there's 7 games in the Championship tonight. Among them, second place Leeds United are away to Middlesbrough as Leeds look to cut the 7-point advantage at the top held by West Brom at the moment. In Australian rules news, Essendon say they expect Connor McKenna to return to Australia next week and be ready for the start of the new AFL season. The Tyrone man came home to Ireland earlier this month due to homesickness and family-related reasons, and it was unclear whether he would go back to the club. But according to the club, he's expected to return down under soon. And finally, in tennis, Maria Sharapova has announced her retirement from the sport at the age of 32. The former world number one has struggled with shoulder problems and recently fell to 373rd in the rankings. She won 5 Grand Slam titles during her career, including Wimbledon in 2004, and she was also banned for 15 months after failing a drugs test at the Australian Open in 2016. That's it, Michaela. More sports tomorrow morning after the 8 news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, a public consultation takes place in Lifford this week on the flood relief scheme, but it's envisaged that the work could take up to 6 years to complete. An information evening about the plans is getting underway at the Old Courthouse tomorrow evening, with all concerned encouraged to attend. A total of £25 million has been approved to carry out various schemes across the county, with preparatory work ongoing in a number of other areas. Shane McMonagall, Senior Executive Engineer with Donegal County Council, has acknowledged that it will be a long process as there are a number of issues at play.
I suppose if you look at it from a glass half full perspective, we're lucky here in the county in that we had 15 schemes that came off the CFRAM study, and 9 of those have been approved. So Lifford is one of them, and then there's 8 other schemes, and 5 of those are, you know, tenders back on them, and we're hoping to appoint a consultant by the end of March. And the 3 that were announced by the ministerial visit in November, that's Buncrana Loddon, Remelton and Balbafeist and Oller, we're in an advanced stage of preparing the project brief for them, and we're hoping to get that out very soon too. So they'll follow, you know, similar to this public consultation and indeed similar timelines. Now, for some of the smaller schemes, we'd hope maybe we could progress them a little bit quicker, but we'll have to see as we go through the process.
So this is going to be a very, very much a long-term thing. This is not going to be a quick fix.
Unfortunately not. There's many many issues, particularly environmental. You know, you've got all of these rivers are typically SACs. You know, there's also the schemes are typically focused around the urban areas, and we obviously have to consider our counterparts in the rural areas. And where you say maybe storing water in a floodplain is excellent for the urban area, you know, you have to manage the expectations of the farmers upstream as well that might see that as a to their detriment. So there's a lot of views that need to be taken on board. There's a lot of issues, but also, you know, it's a great opportunity. There's between all the schemes that have been approved, it's over £25 million, and that's a significant investment in the county. You know, around assets like rivers, which obviously, as I mentioned before, are an issue when they flood, but an opportunity the rest of the time when they're not in flood.
The cold and wet weather conditions could continue until the middle of next month. A standstill of snow and ice warning is in place for Donegal, Leitrim and Sligo, while heavy rain is expected all weekend. Temperatures across the country could drop below zero overnight. Cathal Nolan from Ireland's Weather Channel says the adverse weather is here to stay.
Looking at the latest models, it does appear as though as we progress towards the middle of March, there may be an improvement in weather conditions at that time. The latest guidance is for high pressure to begin to develop across parts of Ireland, parts of the UK and Western Europe during that period.
And finally, farmers are calling for urgent action to tackle littering in rural areas. There's been an increase in the amount of waste from online purchases dumped across the countryside along with builders' rubble. The Irish Farmers Association wants the details of serial offenders published and recycling programmes funded by retailers. Weather now, further wintry showers tonight leading to frost and icy conditions with lying snow. Lowest temperatures of 0 to minus 2 degrees with a sharp frost and icy stretches. Winds will be mainly light westerly at first, but increasing fresh and gusty northwesterly by morning. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, €200,000 has been approved to deliver an acute stroke unit at Letterkenny University Hospital. The latest Regional Health Forum meeting was told that initially €200,000 would be made available, with recruitment for the necessary staff to begin shortly. A number of schools in Donegal have moved to assure people that pupils have been sent home following a midterm ski trip to Italy only as a precautionary measure amid coronavirus concerns. A cross-border operation has resulted in a man wanted for shoplifting offences in Strabane and Derry being apprehended today in Letterkenny. Gardaí executed a search warrant at a property in the Elms Estate in the town this morning in relation to a number of incidents of shoplifting in Letterkenny also. And plans for a second full-time breast surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital seem to be in doubt again after the latest Regional Health Forum meeting. Previously, the government gave a commitment that a second surgeon would be deployed to the hospital in the very near future. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, February the 26th. The death has taken place of Michael McCallion, Kildare Moff. Michael's remains are reposing at his home. Fiona leaving there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Ishgahin, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or Pat Kelly Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of James Bradley, Ballinfad House, Trenta. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan, at 11 o'clock on Friday morning, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please.